Welcome back to the Music Industry Podcast. Today's a little bit different as we're analysing in real time artists who've submitted to us via the members platform their social media. However, in this episode, we think if you're driving, if you're walking to work, then you'll still be able to listen along, take advice. We'll describe as best we can what's going on the screen, and I still think you'll get a lot of value from this episode. So sit back and enjoy. Welcome back to the Music Industry Podcast. I'm Alex from Burstamo, and this is
Maddie,
also from Burstamo. And this is the Music Industry Podcast, where we give you access to people and information, opinions that wouldn't ordinarily be accessible from people or independent artists outside of the industry. So if you're looking to grow, progress in the music industry, then this is the podcast for you. So we talk about things like Spotify, the news,
TikTok,
a lot of TikTok. So sit back, relax, and I hope you enjoy the episode.
Welcome back to the Music Industry Podcast. Today, we're going to be answering a few questions from our members. They've submitted questions in relation to social media, how you can be bringing in a larger audience, using social media to get more streams, and most importantly, get a fan base that want to engage with you and care about you and your music. I've taken a look at a few questions. I don't think you've seen some of them yet.
No, I'm blind to everything. I should have done some preparation, but we're going to freestyle it.
Yeah, freestyle. It literally is covering everything from why their social media may not be helping their Spotify and vice versa, their TikTok and how they've had viral TikToks and how they can't really grow from there. Mm-hmm. A bit of everything. So, should we kick off with this one? Matthew Joseph Official says, how can I gain fans and go for viral worthy TikToks? And I think the best way to be able to answer this is to look at his TikTok and analyze it and see, and basically say, why didn't that go viral? Okay. So, looking at his account, I already love the bio. A gay Welsh pop star with a love of the 2000s.
Fair. Yeah.
You know what you're getting when you go onto the profile,
and
that is key. That is key. You need to be able to have something where if people look at it for the first time, they know what they're getting. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty happy with that. His username is the same on Instagram and on TikTok, which is also useful, so you're easy to find. And same with the image, the display picture. You want all of this to be the same because then you're just easy to find on all of them.
Yep.
I think we look at maybe one of the highest viewed videos and work out why it didn't do better.
Mm-hmm. I've got a quick observation. I'll be interested to get your opinion as well, Maddie. Yeah. We've got a caption there, men's mental health is important, speak up. Now, that is something where you're kind of getting involved in a political environment, not political, but a cause.
Yeah.
So therefore, you are raising awareness for something when at the same time you're trying to raise awareness for a cause, but at the same time you're trying to raise awareness for yourself. For me, that clashes. Mm-hmm. And I'm totally on board for people to support causes. However, to try and do both things at the same time is very difficult. So, for example, I think I did see one where he was giving advice, or it was something like a breakdown of mental health or something like that. I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it when an artist, for example, wants to give some advice or how they've handled something or where they're at a place of expertise, but simply raising awareness. I'm not saying Matthew's doing that. This is just something that's come up, and I do see artists doing it, is trying to get big by raising awareness, and it really just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Or charity.
Another observation that I have seen is we always say that TikTok is an amazing platform for promotion, and it is. You can so easily promote your music because it's an audio-focused platform. Sound is always on. However, I am seeing promotional videos on here which aren't creative and are more looking like an Instagram story. So a quick video that shouldn't really be pushed out to that many except from your dedicated fans. Mm-hmm. And TikTok, you should always be thinking about those new viewers. Mm-hmm. So even if a video is done extremely well, you can repeat that video a couple of weeks later purely because it's always getting pushed out to new people on the For You page. So an example of promotion that I wouldn't suggest putting on TikTok is a screen recording of press that was achieved. And it's just a screen recording and it's a thank you to them.
Yeah.
Something like that won't get pushed out on TikTok because people that don't know you don't care.
Yep.
So I would avoid anything like that. But what you can do is promote your music very easily. So one that I think is pretty simple to do is perform your track and have the lyrics on the screen, and that is it. If the lyrics are good and the music is good, that's going to be intriguing to someone. And I think that's something that Matthew could easily look to do.
Yep. I've just seen their Men Suicide R three times or something like that again. Yeah, let's I don't think that's worth doing right now. I think focus on your own content and add value now. Then when you've got that audience, then you can start doing those things.
Mm-hmm. Here's another example of promotional material. My fave part of my new song that's number 38 in the iTunes pop charts right now. This, again, could have been a bit more creative in the way of the text on the screen, just more happening. But let's bring it back to the question of, like, how do I get more viral TikToks?
Yeah.
I think there needs to be more unique content. So trends definitely work. You can take a trend, make it your own, and go viral from it.
Mm-hmm.
But to consistently get highly viewed videos, you need to be unique. And in a lot of these videos that I've seen Matthew doing, they are using TikTok audios that already exist. So it's not original audios. It's not something that he's done himself. And I would highly suggest doing this. You can do trending stuff as much as you want, but there needs to be a unique content strategy that you have in place, which is going to stand out. So that could be changing lyrics of popular songs. That could be changing the genre of popular songs. That could be changing the perspective of popular songs. Anything that you can think of that is still fitting to your musical brand but is unique and will get people's attention. And if it's fast-paced, it's got text on the screen, it will capture someone's attention.
I do also like telling the story of your song as well. I think
everyone's
got a deep story behind their song. Therefore, that is going to capture people's attention. They're going to be able to relate to you, empathize with you, and therefore it's going to get a high watch time and pushed out or even get a follow if it really resonates with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just seen another one there. He's gone for the validation one here. Again, being like, oh, my song's creeping back up in the charts and things like that. Like really trying to add credibility. But you've only got 1,000 followers and 300 views at the moment. You don't need to be adding credibility or another opportunity to raise awareness right now. Just build that audience. Don't worry about whether you're credible or not.
And your fans will do everything to help your credibility once you've got the credibility.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be the one doing it. As soon as you have an audience, people will be making TikToks using your sound. They'll be sharing your TikTok and reposting it. You don't need to be the person that needs to add credibility to yourself and your own music, because that comes with time.
Mm-hmm.
Move on to the next one.
I would like to see it. Do you have an example of him trying a viral one? Is there anything?
If Antihero was sang by a man.
Okay.
That's a... Okay, so I've immediately got some points on that one.
Mm-hmm.
For one, you haven't used a backing track, so you can't hear your vocals properly. The quality of the audio isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe that you need to have a professional camera and everything needs to look amazing in every video, but this is an audio-focused platform, so the quality does need to be better. And you're holding a microphone, and I don't believe that you're actually recording through that microphone.
Mm.
Don't be afraid to actually fully produce it. I think that can be just as powerful, if not better.
It's quite a good way to kind of fool the audience in a way, is having perfect audio, but
a video like this.
Yeah, the footage itself is not perfect. Mm-hmm. It does fool the audience.
The final point that I had on this video was, it's going to sound savage, Matthew, but you're trying too hard.
Mm.
It's too...
Lots of shaking, lots of sudden movements.
Yes, it's like...
an X Factor audition.
Yeah, like you're performing to a live audience of millions of people. Really... TikTok is for people that are trying to pass time, and people want to love something which someone hasn't really tried with.
Mm.
They want to discover something. And if someone's performing and going out of their way to look all like an artist, they don't feel like they're discovering it. They don't feel like they found something unique. The best thing you could possibly have done here is be sat on your bed and be singing it as if someone's walked into your room.
Mm-hmm. I've got a We're going harsh on Matthew, but I've got another savage one, which is, firstly, I don't think sung by a man is capturing an audience enough. Mm. I actually don't care what it sounds like. It's sung by a man. It's just going to be a couple of octaves lower and that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe if it was a change of genre, or maybe if it was sung like another artist in that style,
mm-hmm.
I think it's not strong enough to be sung by a man. Mm-hmm. Secondly, you're a very feminine looking man. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you, the thing that you've gone for is actually you're not even...
It's not dramatic enough.
It's not dramatic enough.
No.
So therefore, I would go for something that is just going to capture people's more attention mm-hmm. than just like a change of the gender.
Do you know what I think Matthew could actually look at doing? So you have your bio as a gay Welsh pop star. So you are comfortable in your sexuality. You're comfortable with where you're from. You're not trying to hide any of this. So go with that and go heavy with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do something like singing X from a gay Welsh man's perspective, and you change the lyrics and it's fitting to a gay guy, and you maybe make some jokes about being from Wales.
Mm-hmm.
That is so unique, but also so on brand. And you get to truly be yourself, truly be authentic, and you can make humor of things. I think that would have done a lot better than just saying sang by a bloke.
I think that's a good conclusion for Matthew. Be more extreme with your topics and with your captions and the general idea behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Just go more extreme, because that's what TikTok needs. Look, aesthetic, I think, is on point. Clearly, you've got personality. Clearly, you've got a bit about you. It is just going a little bit more extreme with those ideas.
Agreed. Nice one, Matthew. I hope you don't take anything too close to heart. What can I do to catch the attention of brands looking to collab with artists or reps who are looking to sync music for films? I found this an interesting one when I read it, because I think a lot of artists believe that brands are searching social media for artists.
Mm-hmm.
The same as A&Rs, when quite often people in the industry hear about artists through word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't focus your socials on reaching industry professionals, but more using it to get such high engagement that industry professionals can't ignore you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. And also, I think you'll be surprised at how little it will help you to get a brand collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not that big and you're an independent artist, you're not going to get paid for it. So what's
the point?
They'll
send you some free clothes.
And very rarely are you going to get an audience built from it. And we worked with an artist. It was Hani.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a collaboration
with Pepe Jeans.
Mm-hmm. And there was some other collaborations that have slipped my mind now. And they had big audiences. But we monitored the social media activity.
Mm-hmm.
And the followers, even though these brands had hundreds of thousands of followers, the engagement was pretty low.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say that it's going to help you beyond having something on your CV and having a bit of credibility.
Yeah.
Now, that said, if you're looking for something that's just on your CV, now we've set the expectations, there are a lot of companies out there. And I'm going to sound like I'm slagging them off a bit, and I probably am, is that their PR team have absolutely nothing to do.
Yeah.
They actually have nothing.
Pointless hires, basically.
Yeah, they have nothing to do. And if a group of artists comes along and says, hey, do you want to have an artist wear your shoes on a shoot or something like that, they'll probably lend you a pair of shoes for that shoot, mm-hmm. and you can do that kind of collaboration. Or sometimes they want to do like sponsored performances, mm-hmm. where like you go into their store and they'll close the store and it'll be like a group of artists performing. Again, it's not really going to help you at all. It'll maximum get you about 5 new fans. However, if you want it for your CV and if you want to put it in your EPK and eventually get bigger live slots,
mm-hmm.
I think it could be a good asset. So with that in mind, and with in mind the question, I would say that you could potentially create a group of artists and get together with some artists and say, hey, we're looking to do this kind of event. Would you like us to come play? These are our social followers. Mm-hmm. This is the music. Would you like to do something? And the chances are that person who works at that brand needs to go and show their boss that they've done something. Mm-hmm. They've done some kind of PR stunt. That's them done for the month.
Yeah.
You get to have something on your CV and it's win-win. I've seen it done, but we focus on independent artists who are pretty much ground level here, and I don't think it's worth the time. But to answer your question, that is my answer.
Another thing I'd add to that is, like, really be specific with what your brand is. And what I mean by that is, a brand will support you if it's a clear match.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, say you are a rock artist and your brand is very heavy on fashion. You're wearing leather jackets, you're wearing Doc Martens, and that is your thing. You're not seen in anything else.
Mm-hmm.
A Doc Martens collaboration is a lot more likely to happen than if you are an artist that posts on social media occasionally, likes to wear a nice outfit occasionally, but isn't, fashion's not really their thing. And then they reach out to a load of fashion brands hoping for a collaboration. The brand collabs that you should be going for or happen naturally will be ones that do fit your brand.
Mm-hmm.
So niche it down and work out what you want to be, what your brand is, and then brands will naturally come to you if it's just your thing.
Yeah. And a couple of examples that have just popped into mind, actually, is Kid Capici.
Mm-hmm.
We don't normally mention our clients on our podcast just because I feel like if you're an artist, you don't really want a podcast to be mentioning what you've been doing with mm-hmm. marketing companies. You want it to appear more organic. So we don't mention them, but I'm sure Kid Capici, they're doing very well. I'm sure they won't mind us mentioning it.
Yeah.
They did a collab with Rocket,
mm-hmm.
and it was the vintage store.
Mm-hmm.
For example, that was something that was really good. Just on their CV, they've gone on to do great things, and that was an example of a really good fit where it fit like a glove. They're a heavy rock band, mm-hmm. sort of like Arctic Monkeys style. That was a great fit. Mm-hmm. So if it is a good fit, then it's great for your CV. It's great for your brand. And also there was that Leicester band, which we worked with, who I think they were called the Lids.
Yeah.
They did a collaboration with Christian Fuchs, who is a footballer who just won the Premier League. And he was supporting local artists and getting them to get involved in his new clothing line. And that was a great fit as well. It was a great opportunity. And therefore, we said, full steam ahead. We think mm-hmm. that's great. We then used it as a press opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's how
great
it comes.
Great example of how it can help you.
Yeah. Yeah. It comes hand in hand and it just gets the ball rolling and it gives you that credibility.
Mm-hmm. I think collaborations, like you said, are a great thing for your CV. And by that, just shove it in your EPK. And we've got a full EPK template on our membership
mm-hmm.
where it's the easiest thing to follow. You can just drag and drop and ensure that you've got an EPK that's good enough to send to management, booking agents, brands, all these things. And it's just to show yourself off a bit,
yep.
isn't it?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you need one. It's a bit of a lame thing the industry asks for, but yes, you need so one. So the better it looks, the better the opportunities.
Indeed. Next question is from Really Karsik. And this question is, I think I have an issue I'm having is that when I occasionally have a viral moment on TikTok, I struggle converting that to other platforms like Spotify. I also have a hard time promoting my originals successfully on TikTok. It seems that the covers always outperform the originals. How can I improve upon what I have present on my accounts so far?
Firstly, watch the podcast that we put live with Chloe Adams.
Mm-hmm.
She did it
yeah.
very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Should we break it down? So should we first cover the I have viral songs, I have viral moments on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
How do I pull people across other platforms?
Have you seen those viral moments?
I have not.
Should we have a look?
Yeah. Okay, so 29.6K followers, pretty good. 1.3 mm-hmm. million likes, so he probably has had a few viral videos.
Great start, lots of potential there.
Yep, I really am a big fan of the bio again, Music to Cry mm-hmm. to, you know what you're getting from it.
500,000 over there on the right.
Mm-hmm. Should we go with this one? If Cigarettes After Sex did About You by the 1975, great idea. You've completely taken something that we've said in our podcast. I'm not sure if you got this from our podcast, but
also,
take a genre and then...
What we said for Matthew, the, mm-hmm. the genre.
Yeah, yeah.
The genre swap.
And again,
not try
on
hard.
Screen.
Not try hard. There's no kind of like it's just as if you've walked in and he's just on his bedroom just playing around with the song.
Mm-hmm.
Love the dog in the background.
Yeah, it's that so just not adds try hard.
Something because you can't, how many takes can you do with the dog in the background? Not many. Mm-hmm. So I like that. It's very authentic. It looks like it was a first take. Clothes are very kind of like just relaxed. It's perfect.
Mm. I do believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong in the comments or in a DM, I do believe that you've set this up quite well. I mean, look at the top. There's like a flower perfectly in shot.
Mm-hmm.
You, the way you're sat, the way you look, everything looks so perfectly not try hard that mm-hmm. it's got to have been authentic. Created.
Yeah.
But I think it works perfectly. The lyrics, everything. And this is why it's done so well. So nice one for that. Linking it back to your how do I drag people off of TikTok, you have something in your comments which is so perfect. Someone has said, give me this on Spotify right now, please. I'm begging. And you said, oh, that's so tempting. Now, take this to the studio. Make this song an official release.
Yep.
Release it on Spotify. Then you're going to reply to that comment with a TikTok saying, thank you so much, Mads. I took your advice and I actually released it. Perform the song in exactly the same manner you have here.
Mm-hmm.
You've got hundreds of thousands of streams.
You mean you hit reply and it quotes you in the video, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For those who don't know, you can reply to a comment by posting a TikTok and the comment will be on the screen and you can respond to it. And TikTok always rewards you if you are using the features that they have. So I definitely recommend that. So that's a great way you can go about it. Engage with the comments and actually look like that you've done something because of a comment. And you may not have, but you can easily do that and it will look a lot more like you've done stuff for your fans and you're engaging with them and you see them as real people.
And you've started to make Spotify part of your content as well. As right now, it is not part of your content. However, if you do Maddie's idea, then it is going to be part of your content. Therefore, they go listen to that track and listen to your other tracks as well.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the strongest ways you can do it. Mm-hmm. And besides that, I think you're doing a great job. You've got a really good aesthetic. It's quite consistent. I can see what your brand is without even clicking on any of the videos, really. So I think you've done a great job and you can continue on this. Like we said, try and reply to the comments. Get your Spotify more on your profile. So I'm not saying screen record stuff or screen treat your Spotify and put it on TikTok. That doesn't work. But be comfortable putting in the comments, this is out on Spotify, and replying to comments saying that and releasing the covers as official songs. I know a lot of artists aren't always comfortable doing this, but you're clearly engaging a lot of people with this music. So if that can bring more people to your original music, there's no harm done.
You know, what I also like about this guy is that clearly there's some failures gone on there as well. And he just keeps on going. Hasn't deleted them, owns them. It's like, huh, that got 700 views. That got 700 views and got 500,000 views. Like, you figure it out, you learn, you see what works, you keep on going. It's not like YouTube where it's going to kill your algorithm. He just, some doesn't work, some does work, and he just owns the ones that do work.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what you should be doing on TikTok.
Yeah, and linking to your other point where you said, more people are listening to my covers than my originals. Obviously, they don't know you. They know the 1975. They know Cage the Elephant. They know these artists because they are very, very established and have been for years. You're Lawrence. They've seen you on TikTok and they really like your stuff, but they don't know you yet. So don't be offended at the fact that your covers are performing better. Use that to your advantage. Post these covers as often as you can. And by the time you're at 500,000, 1,000,000 followers, when you do post covers, those numbers that were lower, when you posted the original, the numbers that were lower will be significantly higher. And although they may be lower than your covers, it's still massive numbers that a lot of artists would dream of having. All right. So next question from The Sultan Music. Did I say that right? Sultan. Sultan.
No.
The Sultan. Very dramatic. I have original music that I haven't released due to not having a big enough audience. What can I do to grow an audience in social media as an artist? And when would I know I'm ready to release my original music on Spotify? What are you waiting for? Like, how are you going to grow an audience without a product?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no real answer to this one.
It's very old school thinking.
It's like, how long's a piece of string, you know?
That you need a big release. And like, releasing's a big thing. It's not. It's no different now to us clicking upload on this video onto YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can, like Lizzo's About Damn Time was from 2017 release. Mm. It doesn't matter. Anything can pick up at any time. So the work you are doing is not just for your latest releases, but your back catalog as well. So just upload it, let it get less than 1,000 streams and just build and build and build from there. And it, you will eventually get streams trickling down onto all the tracks, but you just got to start somewhere.
The only thing I would suggest doing before you are releasing music is understand your brand and the audience you want your music to go out to first. So that doesn't mean having tons of social media content. It just means knowing your artist name, knowing the genre that you're going to be releasing for a fair amount of time before you explore, knowing who you want to reach with that music, and knowing what your overall aesthetic is. Once you've got that, you can release immediately. It doesn't matter what's on your social media, because everyone believes that debut release is going to reach hundreds of millions of people, when realistically it's probably going to reach 100, if that. So don't get hung up on the numbers, and instead get your music out, use that to promote. In the meantime, you're on social media, you're creating TikTok content, you're finding your feet and you're finding what your brand is, and everything will come together in time. Just be patient with it as well.
This guy here above, he wants us to look at his artist brand. Should we have a quick look at it before we finish? Okay.
Instagram or TikTok? Should we do Instagram?
Instagram, yeah. We've done a TikTok on this episode. And also, I feel that branding more than ever now, if you want to, you can put your content on. Oh, sorry. It's a girl.
Oh, it's a lady.
It's a girl. If you want to get a new audience, you've got TikTok, you've got YouTube, you've got Spotify, whereas now Instagram is kind of like that funnel of showing what you're about as an artist again, which is brilliant for artists, really, because I know for artists, it was very stressful to create content on Instagram. And it was for us as well. We never really liked it. We just knew it worked. You've now got Reels for that. And then separately, you've got your profile. So it's good now to be able to have that all separate. So when the likes of Spotify or radio stations or blogs go onto your profile, they're a lot more likely to add you to their playlists and push you out, because branding is important to them.
Mm-hmm. So Katie is her name.
Yeah.
She luckily put it in her bio on how to pronounce it.
I like that in the bio.
Me too.
Yeah.
I also like that the music's in there, and there is a small plug, but the rest of the bio is about you and what you're like and what you want to give from your social media. What was the question in full?
Just analysis. Oh, go on then.
I'd be interested to know your honest perception of my artist brand. I'm still trying to improve how to consistently share my narrative online. I'm looking to build better engagement and create more short form content.
Okay, so you've got to find out the narrative then.
Okay.
That's the challenge, because if she wants to share her narrative, what's the narrative?
Yep. Also, Katie, comment on this video or DM us on Instagram if we got it right. And if we didn't, explain what it is, because I'd be very intrigued.
Okay, so it should be in the captions then. Oh, it's a long one. So if you're going to go for a long caption, you've got to have that first line to grip people. So what's the first line? You've heard Unlearn, Short, Sweet, and Silver Blood, but there's more. Okay. So this is for the existing audience.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is realistic, because people that aren't an existing audience aren't going to buy tickets to a show of someone they do not know.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. I did have a quick scan, and it's very much how you're excited and very passionate about what you do. And so the idea of bringing that to your fans in person is amazing. And I really like the last line. I can't wait to see your faces.
Yeah.
I think this caption is very reflective of you. I mean, I don't know you, but I'm guessing that this is you as a person. Excited, happy, passionate, love what you do. Really, really want to feel connected with your fans. And that's the narrative I'm currently getting.
I also like that you haven't tried to be a big artist and pretend to be a big artist. So, for example, someone would potentially say, while tickets last, or potentially sold out, or get your tickets quick and all that bullshit. And you're not fooling anybody when you do that. So I do really like that.
And also the phrase, I'm so excited that I get to share the stage with two amazing friends. Mm-hmm. Instead of being like, I've been invited to support. I think staying humble and being realistic and authentic gets you so much further in these early stages, because the numbers don't lie and the people in the room don't lie. So if there's 10 people there and you've gone about being like, only two tickets left for a 500 capacity venue, you're going to look like a tit. And it's also it's not likable. No one wants to be fans of an artist that is a tit.
No, you've got to accept that you're an emerging artist, and therefore people are going to treat you like an emerging artist, and therefore that's absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm. So the next video is, it looks like it's from a music video, and the lyrics are coming up on the screen. Point of view, when you're in pain, it's easy to shut out the people that care the most about you.
That hasn't hit me.
No, and it's also a loop. So it's just a promo video, which this works for a story maybe with a swipe up, but for a feed post, this isn't engaging enough. And for a reel, reels need to be, this is what, 3 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
You need to have it at least 8, at least.
I think also you tried too hard to make that a meme, and it probably wasn't meme worthy, so I would drop the POV thing.
Yeah.
It only works if it's humor, I'd say, for the POV thing, really. It works a bit better if you drop that and just say when you're paying. It's easy, and people are like, oh, right, yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm. These are all pinned, by the way, these posts.
I see.
Here we go. Another long caption. So this is a picture of KD. And the caption seems to be where she's talking about anxiety. And talking about when she performs live.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this. It's vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. I'm getting the impression that your artist narrative and your artist brand is KD the human. Mm-hmm. Not KD music. There's not like a massive difference, and for some artists there really is. If you look at say some of the biggest artists in the world, like the 1975 Matty Healy, is he really smoking cigarettes constantly and drinking red wine? Maybe, but I feel like a lot of artists like that have created a persona from you and your social media. I'm not getting that impression. I'm getting that you as an artist is very similar to you as a human being, which I think is nice. It's authentic. It's something that people can relate to and also engage with and feel comfortable engaging with you.
Also, I'd say that it's a nice balance between about the music and about the person.
Mm-hmm.
I think also it's a nice picture, really nicely framed there, a nice location. And I saw that you've tagged the photographer there. Probably a good trade for the photographer to go and do some pics for you. And it's so important to just get a photographer, pay them for the day and get loads and loads of different pictures with different outfits. And then you've got tons of content that you can just put with captions like that.
Mm-hmm.
Endless content. Highlights, I would have liked. I don't like those highlight cover images. Hard to read.
Yeah, I also think that some of these probably aren't needed.
No.
For example, past releases. People that want to listen to your past releases can go on Spotify, they can go on Apple Music. Plus, if they follow you on Instagram or they've just discovered you on Instagram, it's probably from the music. So you don't necessarily need that. I think highlights can be used a lot more for personality and to represent brand.
Mm-hmm.
So examples of this could be, I saw your Let's Go For A Walk. Maybe daily you have a thing where every time you go for a walk, you're having a little chat with the camera. So your highlight could be walk chats, something like that. Going back to the highlights.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you are doing like indie covers, these highlights would need to be something that is worth bragging about, which I'm not getting from the immediate look at them. No, these are Instagram TV.
Mm.
So these are old. Yeah, all of these videos are super old. I wouldn't use a highlight for things that are already on the feed or already on your reels because it's a waste of the space when people can discover it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. I think those titles are just very kind of boring. It's what those titles are what you'd have on a website, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think a new person is going to look at them. I think you need to think how are you going to kind of almost clickbait them into watching it, and also the content, how is it going to deliver on that clickbait. So, have a rethink.
And finally, to just suggest things for your overall content, your overall feed, this image here for me is the strongest and the caption is the strongest. And for those that are listening, this is the image that's nicely framed with the caption talking about anxiety performing live.
Yep.
It shows personality. It's very aesthetically pleasing. So even if someone didn't read the caption, they may like it. They may engage with it. And it, I think, is fitting to your artist brand by looking at your display picture. Again, if you look at this image in the middle, nice picture, big caption, and it's got engagement. Mm-hmm. I think you need to think about the aesthetic a little bit more, which has changed over time. That's a lot more recently. But the feed is for aesthetically pleasing pictures, shows personality, can have long captions to engage people. Reels and story is where you can be a little bit more raw.
Anything on Reels?
Plenty, because she posts it onto her feed as well.
Okay. Yeah. So the latest Reels, the best performing one. So, oh, nope, we've got 3,000 views.
Cooking some jerk chicken. I like this. This is personality.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised it got 3,000 views. I haven't watched the full video. However, it's good for your sort of semi-existing audience, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. The ones that are following you or have maybe watched your content before and just have like a little bit more. I wouldn't expect you to get, you know, huge amounts of new followers from that. Mm-hmm. However, I'm not against that. If that's your brand, that's who you are.
Mm-hmm. I still think that you can make this more music focused.
Oh, I don't doubt she's got her own music in the background. Right?
Yeah. I mean, it says original audio. Yeah, I reckon so.
It will be.
Yeah. But more so, cook and sing with me. That could be a trend. If you really enjoy cooking, make that your brand and have that as the theme. There's a TikToker who purely only sings when she's making her iced coffee in the morning, and that is her brand. And she's done collaborations with coffee brands. She's got millions of followers. And that's something where you can link a love for something and something that represents your personality and your brand with the music. And I think that could be something that's good for you if you really enjoy cooking.
Mm-hmm. I'd say also work a little bit more on the aesthetic and the editing of the video. I think like the camera lens has streaks on there, which is a bit awkward for the lighting. The lighting's behind you.
See, that's a nice shot.
Yeah, much better shot. And I'd say a bit more text, maybe a voiceover, something like that of maybe the recipe. Then I would send that out to lots of cooking Instagrams saying, hey, want to share this? I made this. Mm-hmm. Let me know. No pressure. Got your song in the background. If these food Instagram accounts have like hundreds of thousands of followers, thousands of people listening to your music will know what the track is, potentially new fans.
Yeah. But I think you're doing a good job. I think there's plenty of potential there. And you just keep at it and take on the suggestions that we mentioned and hopefully it continues to grow. I think that's a great place to end it.
Yep.
Thank you to all our members for submitting their social media accounts and for their questions. If you would like to join our membership, there'll be a link below. So, and if you're listening on a podcast, we'll also link it. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel yet, make sure to subscribe and we'll see you in the next one.